Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rolling along on a Tuesday, someone on the text line said, "Dusty, how you feeling today?" Be honest with you, same as I was yesterday.
Your dad did tell me he was a little worried about you, though, too.
I bet, yeah.
He did. He said, "I mean, Dusty's always really positive, man, and now he's like down in the dumps." So, was he still down in the dumps yesterday? I said, "Yes, he was."
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was. Yes, I'm concerned. So your dad's concerned, man.
Yeah, I believe it. I've always been the positive guy in the family.
You were in on the Royals to the end, too.
I was.
And they
I
don't
was.
Have the winning pedigree yet that the Chiefs have, right? It's crazy. Like, the Royals didn't have that winning pedigree yet. They're getting it. But the Chiefs, I mean, obviously have the winning pedigree that we have seen for all these years.
Mm-hmm. And the Royals had the worst offense in franchise history, and Dusty's like, keep on,
yeah,
guys.
So like, why were you in on the Royals to the end, but with the Chiefs now that has that winning pedigree, you kind of feel that negative energy?
Where the Royals, it was different because they were showing you something you hadn't seen before. They were showing you fight. They were showing you change in the guard. They were showing you that they were going to go all in with Bobby Witt Jr. They were in it. What they do in the offseason 2 years ago, they're the most active team. Everybody in MLB Network was going, watch out for the Royals. They made a bunch of moves. They did all this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the confidence that you heard from the players say that we are a playoff team this year. We're going to fight to be a playoff team. And they were in it. Until the end. And you had seen like a different team. So you believed in it. You believed that there was something different in the team. Salvador Perez was still him. Bobby Witt Jr. was clearly the second greatest player on the team this year, or in the big leagues this year, behind maybe Judge or Otani. Won the Silver Slugger, won the Platinum Glove, won a Gold Glove, was the shortstop of the year or whatever you want to call it. So basically won everything except like the main prize, MVP or whatever. So I had accepted that they were doing something different. Why I'm this way with the Chiefs is for similar reasons. We're not seeing what we've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference in what we are seeing. This is a team that is 5-5 going into week 12. This is a team that has not looked like the team of the past. And I know Mac Morey said it. This will be a top 5 offense in football. And maybe it will be when it's all said and done. There's 7 games left.
Mm-hmm.
There's some duds on the schedule. We've seen the Chiefs play very well against duds.
Yes, we have. Yes,
but we've not seen them play well against other teams. Last year, they were 12-0 in one-score games. This year, they're 0-5. That is a major difference to me. And we had talked about that yesterday. I brought up the golf analogy. There's a couple of holes where you're like, you know what? If I just would have parred the par fives and not doubled a couple of par threes and been an idiot out there, I'm probably shooting 5 strokes less. Whereas like the Chiefs, if you just went 3-2, let's go back a little bit. If you just went 2-3,
right,
and those one possession games of those 5, you have 7 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know. You can pick the two. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Whether it's Buffalo, whether it's, you know, the Jacksonville game, those 2 wins, all of a sudden You're 7-3, not 5-5. You're with the Buffalo Bills with the same record. You are more than likely a playoff team. Going into yesterday, you have a 50% chance of being a playoff team.
Yeah, right.
Let alone winning your division, let alone being the top seed. Yes, I know Vegas still believes in the Chiefs, and a lot of you do out there, and that's fine. But from what I am seeing from this team and hearing what we heard yesterday, there are major concerns and there are signs.
Yeah, one more thing with the kind of the Royals analogy that I think is very similar. The Royals and the Chiefs were very, the Royals were very good last year at a lot of different things, right? Really good at a lot of different things last year. The Chiefs have been pretty good at some things this year. But where the Royals struggled last year was hitting with runners in scoring position and that runner on third with less than two outs. They weren't able to drive those guys in. That's kind of like the Chiefs. They get down to that red zone, they throw the interception, they miss the field goal, they leave points on the field, which is what kind of the Royals were doing. They were leaving those runs out there on the field. And when you leave those points on the field and you leave those runs on the field, it makes it very difficult to go out there and win. And so I can see that kind of analogy there. But for me, I would look at the Chiefs and say, they do have that winning pedigree. However, comma, are they going to be able to continue to use that winning pedigree and move forward? Because it sure seems like after what Andy had to say yesterday, boy, there may be some discontent, if you will, out there at Arrowhead.
We're calling quite a few of the RPOs. So yesterday they were giving us opportunities to throw the football. So we utilized the opportunities there. And those things end up being as good as a run for you. We're getting 4+ yards and you go with it. And but the runs are being called. It's just, you know, sometimes they get turned into passes in today's world. You know, that's how it goes. So, but we're getting them in. Now we have some hard runs where you just get up, line up and go. Probably could call more of those.
Okay, I'm going to take this from the parent side of things, okay? When you want your kid to do something, don't give them options. Don't say, "Hey, you could either take out the trash or sit here and eat cake." What do you think they're going to do? They're going to sit there and eat cake. You have a quarterback that feels the need to throw the ball 75 yards on a dime every single time, regardless of what the situation is. You're giving him a legit option. It's called a run-pass option. What do you think that quarterback who loves to throw that ball 75 yards every single time he has it in his hand is going to do? Do you think he's going to stay in that run option, or do you think he's going to switch to that pass option? So as the head football coach, as the father, as the leader, like if I'm a dad, what I would tell my kids is take out the trash. I wouldn't give them the option of the trash and the cake. And so Andy, as the coach, has to take that away. And I love the fact that he says, maybe we need to call some more hard runs here. And I would say, yes, you do need to call some more hard runs here and make sure your offense knows this is not an option. This is not, well, let me audible do a pass. This is a hard run that needs to be called. And if Andy's calling those plays and they want to run the ball and Mahomes isn't running the ball and he's throwing the ball when they should be running it, that is a major disconnect that is taking place over there at One Arrowhead Drive. And it tells you people aren't on the same page. That's what I'm inferring from that. So for me, for Andy, the leader of this team, no more options. Just say, we're running the football and we're going to call runs and we're going to call runs and we're going to call runs and not give you the option instead of taking out the trash, eat your cake. And that's the 75-yard pass that hasn't been effective in a long time.
Yeah, I think it's some pretty big BS on Andy's part to kind of sidestep the question almost, ask him about running the ball and then bring up RPOs. Like, you can call run plays.
Right.
And don't blame Patrick Mahomes for passing the ball on RPOs. You like created the RPO.
You gave him the option.
And also the whole RPO movement and has been led by Kansas City. So don't act like you are the innovator of this and have literally taught Patrick Mahomes RPOs and why you do them and pass on them more. And so it just felt like he was kind of handing over the blame to 15 a little bit and kind of subverting it. I didn't like it. Well, didn't like the answer.
Well, to me, the logical answer is, again, as the head coach, as the boss, as the leader of that organization, sometimes you have to tell people what to do in those roles, yeah. Right? And when you're winning and you give them the option and it's great and everybody does their thing, but this is when you really see who true leaders are, when things are tough. Anybody can lead when you're winning, right? It's easy to cheer and to celebrate and, you know, pound your chest and do all this kind of stuff and all that great stuff that we love when teams are winning. But when teams are losing, it brings out the true character of who you are. And it brings out the true character of leadership when you're losing. It's easy to lead in success. It's very hard to lead now. And one of those hard decisions that Andy Reid is going to have to make, though, is, as you said, Mac, you gave him the opportunities to do these RPOs. Well, now we're at a time where, you know what? The RPO just isn't an effective way to play football against the competition. You have to say as the leader, sorry, Patrick, you don't have a chance to say anymore. We're running hard run plays like Andy said at the end. And he said that there at the end. I would expect a lot of hard run plays against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday afternoon.
I don't know if I have a different take or one that's similar, but I wonder if we're seeing the development of the honeymoon phase ending. And again, I know I'm doom and gloom. I said the season's over. I said this team's not a playoff team. I still stand on that. And it's signs. And this is what I bring up. This is one of those signs. Because to me, Mahomes is 30 years old. And we have seen this in the past where this sort of thing kind of becomes, I guess, evident in the scene, which is at what point do you let your quarterback call the game? Right? Like at what point in Verlander, Scherzer, you know, Kershaw's career did their manager or their catcher just say, take the ball and do your thing, right? Because like they've done it, they've proven it. They're Cy Youngs, they're MVPs, they're, you know, World Series winners. And it's like, hey man, at some point, and to give it back to your kid and father analogy, you know, at some point the kid says, dad, you don't need to be in the car with me. I know how to drive. Mm-hmm. I know the speed limit. I know what I need to do and where to go. I don't need your assistance anymore. It's not letting me be my true self. And if Chiefs fans want reference of a time where you thought it was paradise and really there was trouble in paradise, was Marty and Joe. Like there was no secret that Marty and Joe did not get along when it went south at the end, because yeah. Joe was like, Marty, I'm a 37-year-old quarterback who's won 4 Super Bowls. I can call a game. And Marty goes, no, I'm calling the game. Like, we're running the ball with Marcus. We're going to do what I want to do. And that caused a ripple in their system. And then Joe retired, obviously, after that AFC Championship game against Buffalo, where he's knocked out. It was probably the end of it anyway. But there were a lot of times, going back to my father and raising me in the sports world, I remember riding around his Camry, and he'd be like, he just won't let him call the plays. He just won't let him do it. And I mean, how much of that is true and evident? But Mac brings up another point.
No, and I'll jump in there. After talking to guys years later that were on those teams, it's 100% true. It's 100%, especially in the postseason.
And then we, you know, Mac brings up a point about how it happened in Green Bay. McCarthy and Rodgers were being talked about like Andy and Pat. Like it was like
Bill and Tom.
Offensive mind and McCarthy, generational talent and Aaron. And then the two collided as they got older, because I'm sure Aaron was like, I don't need your assistance anymore. I can do this. I know what I'm doing. I've got the accolades. I've done this long enough to where I should be able to have control. And I think hearing that lets me know that maybe the kid is grown up and he doesn't need dad anymore to try to tell him what to do. And now we're having that sort of like, are you willing to do that? Hey, I'm still here. Because everything goes through Andy. Okay?
Yeah.
Everything goes through Andy. Decisions, personnel, all of that is Big Red. He's earned it. He's deserved it. He's got the resume. I am not saying that he shouldn't, but I'm telling you right now that when a quarterback gets older and they start to become that person and develop their own, you know, business
personality
and everything like that, I think that's what's happened here. And I don't know if like, I'm with Mac. I did not like the audio yesterday.
Oh, I didn't either. That's why I saw that. It jumped out like turkey to me. I'm like, oh my God.
And it's like watching a documentary for the second time, right? You start to go back, or watching a show that you didn't, you know, like you haven't watched Breaking Bad the second time. And when you do, I think you eventually will, you'll go back and be like, oh, that.
That's going to
come back. And so, you know, what I thought of is I see the Mahomes do the hand thing, like, come on.
Right.
He just wants them to get the message off, and then he's going to go in there and be like, all right, this is what they call, but I'm going to change it the line because I think I see something different.
Mm-hmm.
And the other things that I will go into that are the signs that show that are the fact that the last two games, Mahomes and Andy have not been the same. Against Buffalo and against Denver, they've been off.
It's been a terrible 8 quarters.
And then you hear that audio, and again, we're just reacting to what we hear. We could be completely wrong about this and overblowing this whole situation, but I'm just reading the tea leaves and the details in the potion that are showing me that there are reasons why this team doesn't look like that team of the past when it's basically all the same players. And we talked to Kling yesterday, right? When you have all these weapons and you hear Max say this offense should be great. Now it's like, okay, well, like, yeah, I want to get the ball around. I don't know what to do. And it's like you're overthinking the process and you're also having this sort of maybe in-season battle of like, I don't like where he's going with the plays. I like what I see. I like what I call, but I don't like what he's calling. So I'm going to do my own thing because, by God, I'm Patrick Mahomes. And Andy Reid's like, well, I know what I'm doing because I'm Andy Reid.
And that, yeah.
Both have that platform to stand on. Both have built that clout to do it. And I think that's why you see the inconsistencies, because I don't think everybody is on the same page, which would hint a 5-5 record.
Yeah. And I think also too, with, you know, them kind of being, you know, not on the same page or whatever the case may be. I'm not saying that, you know, Andy gets 100% say or Patrick gets 100% say or anything like that. But I think when you're talking about Marty and Joe and Andy and Pat, Marty had no business calling plays on offense and getting involved in the offense. He was a defensive guy.
Correct.
And you had Joe Montana, okay? Now you have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Those are two guys on the offensive side that are arguably the best at what they've ever done, right? People will say that Patrick Mahomes will be the greatest quarterback of all time. People will say Andy Reid will be the greatest head coach of all time. I believe Andy Reid will be the greatest head coach of all time when it's all said and done. And he's been doing this for a very, very long time. Patrick Mahomes has it. And as good as Patrick Mahomes has been, at the end of the day, we're still talking about Andy Reid. We're still talking about one of the great play callers, play designers, play innovators of our time. And I would say I would acquiesce more to Andy Reid. But again, to bring back the parent analogy in all of this, is that when Andy Reid makes the decision to go run, you have to respect that as the team, and you have to run the football. And so it's going to be really fun to see, you know, how this team comes out on Sunday, how they behave offensively on Sunday, and what I mean by behave or play offensively on Sunday, and do their thing and see if they can get this back, because this is really, I would say, the first time in their careers in Kansas City, for the most part. Anyway, Andy at the little at the beginning with losing playoff games, but this has been Camelot, guys, and now they're facing a rough road. Now they're facing their toughest tasks ever. And last week I said, and we'll talk more about this, that, you know, they had the opportunity to play the most important game in the history of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes in the regular season. And they came out and they looked like it was a preseason game. That's the way the offense looked. It looked like a preseason offense out there against the Denver Broncos. And so I think now Andy has to go in and say, guys, I've allowed you to do it your way. Now I'm the chairman of the board. We're going to do it my way.
I believe it.
Part of this is, too, Mitchell Schwartz covered it on his Twitter page. I think he said there were 7 RPOs that were thrown. 6 of them were first downs and 5-plus yards. So they worked. Let's say they were runs. The run-pass splits, as he laid out in his Twitter page, would still be 42-20.
Yeah.
So it still doesn't answer the question. If those were runs, which, by the way, they didn't need to be, they worked. That's not the problem. You still would not have a good split as far as run pass is concerned. No, That's not the problem.
It's not the problem. You've got to keep the defense guessing. Yes. You have to keep them off balance. And when they know that you're going to pass more often than not, it's like gambling. You're going to take advantage of those odds. And if you lose and you gamble, oh, well, we lost. Big deal. Most times we're going to win. And so that's why it's not about running the football and getting thousands of yards for your running back. It's running the football, A, to give your defense a break, to take some time off the clock, because you go 3 and out and take 30 seconds off the clock on 3 plays. Your defense is pretty pissed off at that point in time. But it also gives you the opportunity to stay on task, to stay moving forward, to keep that defense on the other side off balance. And that's something that they're just not doing. So right now, defenses know 6 times out of 10, roughly, you're going to throw the football. We're going to pin our ears back and we're going to go. We're not even going to care about the run because you're not showing it's something that we have to respect. And until you do, we're going to continue to do what we do and continue to find ways to shut you down from an offensive standpoint.
Thought we forgot about the library. Forgot my glasses today. Need to do it. Sir. Good Lord. Hacking in the library. We start the first story off in the library today. Who's your MVP storyline that you like more? Drake May? Matthew Stafford?
I really like both.
You can can only pick one.
I'm going to go Matthew Stafford, just because he's been around forever, and I like to see, you know, the guys that put in the time finally get that success. So Matthew Stafford, been in that Detroit organization for so long. I'll go with Matthew Stafford.
Same.
Easy.
I think he deserves it more.
Oh, it's a deserving award now. So Josh Allen deserved it last year. That's why he got it.
Yeah, from his play and from his, both that year and his other years. Yep.
Calm down. Who's en route for a messy ending when it comes to old veteran quarterbacks?
Lionel.
Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh or Kirk Cousins in Atlanta?
Well, Cousins has to play now. It's Cousins. No question.
I'll go Rodgers because they're cratering and they're not going to make the playoffs.
They won on Sunday, right?
They did.
Big over the Bengals, but
yep, Mason Rudolph.
Yeah,
they're getting in the Christmas spirit. Biggest surprise story so far this season, or at the end of the season, the Chiefs to miss the playoffs or the Ravens to win the North?
Yeah, the Chiefs missing the playoffs, mm-hmm.
No question. Yeah. Insane.
I mean, the Ravens were. We were talking about firing John Harbaugh. He's not going to get fired. That's my library gold voice. He's not going to get fired.
He may get traded, but
yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, teams are going to need coaches this offseason.
It's rough.
And I would, if I'm any team that's open right now.
Sir. A little loud. Kiss my ass.
Wow.
Okay. That is not appropriate. Pick your leader. Sean McVay or Mike Vrabel?
It's McVay for me. He was my first love.
This is hard.
He may be with the Giants next year.
Okay.
He's got a soft spot for the Giants. That's how I started talking to him at the urinal. Started bringing up the Giants. His grandfather coached the Giants. He loves the Giants.
You love loud voices.
Abdul Carter and 2 first-round picks or something?
Oh, I'd absolutely do that.
Yeah, McVay. Really close, though.
McVay's going to have the MVP, but not the coach of the year. Vrabel's going to win coach of the year, but not have the MVP. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Worst enemy in the NFL. This goes to spitters. Jamar Chase or Jalen Carter?
Jamar Chase.
Ugh.
That was brutal.
Dude, he hawked.
That was and then denies it. I mean, he was just, did you see how it got released yesterday?
They released
the suspension from the NFL on their wire before they even announced that he was suspended.
Wow.
Like, it came across yesterday, suspended.
Did you see the money he's going to miss for that game?
Oh, yeah.
How much?
$50,000 fine, $430,000 game day check.
That's $500,000 right there.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy that.
Why'd you lie about it?
Well, because that's what people do.
You're an idiot.
When they get caught, they lie. I mean, you lie all the time. Were you speeding? No.
What you're talking about.
Were you on your phone while driving?
Were you on your phone while driving? No, I'm watching you.
Yes, I was calling my dad.
With two thumbs?
Yeah, exactly.
You going Chase? You going Jalen Carter?
Chase. Yep.
No, we're all going Chase.
Yeah. I hate this guy.
Yeah.
Right. Sports hate.
Yeah.
And that will conclude our library. I'm still so baffled that Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson are great friends, and they're just completely opposite people.
Yeah.
Now, I get it. Opposites attract. But, I bring this up because Jamar Chase spit in a guy's face. I mean, hawked a Navaj Lugi.
It was nasty.
And I watched that Minnesota-Chicago game because it was kind of really interesting in the witching hour, right? Nine was there for a little bit and then disappeared. And I watched McCarthy miss Justin Jefferson over the middle. And Justin Jefferson, out of frustration, does a clap like, damn it, man, like I was there. And then Minnesota went down the next drive and gave it to Mason for a touchdown run.
Yep.
And what got him in there was a Justin Jefferson block.
Mm-hmm.
And after he hit the block, Jefferson looked over his bench and he was like, that's right there, baby. Like team player.
Yeah, that's
then
cool.
Then you have Jamar Chase, which we remember last year, cost the Cincinnati Bengals the game against the Chiefs. And then in this game, just rips, dude. I mean, the nastiest luge you've ever seen in Jalen Ramsey's face. Ramsey throws a punch, gets ejected. And then it comes out, well, let's look into this. And you see Jamar Chase does his thing. And it's like, here's a guy in Justin Jefferson who knows for a fact this quarterback that they have that's going to throw him the football is not the guy. And their team is not probably going to be a playoff team. They're dwindling out this year. But yet still playing every way he can to be productive for his team. And then there's Jamar Chase.
Right.
both are best friends, both came from LSU, and you know you'd rather play one for the other.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and honestly, with who got spit on? Why am I blanking?
Jalen Ramsey.
Like, they should rescind his suspension, and if they took any money away for game checks, or anything, it should be all given back.
I agree.
You should, and I hate saying it the way that I'm going to say it.
And they're sticking up for Jalen Ramsey, who's also a heel.
Yeah, but also, like, you should not be thrown out of a football game if another man spits on you. Like, you should be able to retaliate in any way possible on the field if somebody spits on you like that. That's a scumbag, low-life move right there.
I don't know what I would do if somebody did that to me in public.
You'd be stunned.
Yeah, in shock.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just, like, leave the restaurant. It's like, hey, Mac Morey, put that in your top five.
Put that in your mags.
Yeah, you would go AWOL.
I would
see a side of you that she's like, I'm glad I'm marrying him.
I don't know that you would, though. I think you'd be. I think you would be stunned.
I think Mac would be stunned for half a second. Then there'd be this, like, this tick that clicks in, like,
get bent. Yeah. If you get stunned like that, does the guy have time to get away? You know.
Yeah.
True.
So
start running.
I don't know if you guys heard this story yesterday, because I don't know if it's true.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ooh, if it's AI or whatever. I saw a story yesterday that the Vikings are now taking the speakers out of the visiting locker room because apparently the Bears blared Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 for 2 hours after the game for McCarthy, because he goes by 9, you know,
yes.
And then he turned into number 5. And so for 2 hours after the game, they were blaring that. I don't know if that's a true story, but I really like that story, so I'm going with it.
I hope it is.
Let's hope.
I hope it is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.